And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Republican lawmakers are accusing China of deliberately surveilling sensitive U.S. military sites with a suspect spy balloon, and they say Biden administration has given Beijing an intelligence opening by not downing the balloon during its high-altitude drift through American airspace. Democrats are defending Biden, and they note that there were similar incursions while former President Donald Trump was there. A missile from an F-22 fighter jet downed the balloon on Saturday off the South Carolina coast. A U.S. official tells Associated Press that those involved in the recovery of the balloon are planning to take it to the FBI lab in Quantico, Virginia, for further analysis. Iran's supreme leader reportedly has ordered an amnesty or reduction in prison sentences for tens of thousands of people detained amid the nationwide protests shaking the country.
The decision Sunday for the first time acknowledges the scale of the crackdown. The decree by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, part of a yearly pardoning the supreme leader does before the anniversary of Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution, comes as authorities have yet to say how many people they have detained in the demonstrations. More than 19,600 have been arrested during the protests, according to human rights activists in Iran. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Nigerian authorities say they've taken steps to beef up security countrywide following a spike in political turmoil, banditry, and kidnapping ahead of the February 25th presidential election. VOA reporter Menachi Chucks.
Yeah, there's apprehension in this city. People are worried, even though President Muhammadu Buhari have promised that everything will go right,